Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, Shir Sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Yud Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, starting the second perek in the end of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah Mitzarfim Shkolim Ledarkoinus, which means you could take Shkolim and add them together to put together golden coins with these Shkolim. What's the reason? Because if not, it gets too heavy to carry all the shkolim from faraway places. So you take golden coins in exchange of the shkolim. Kishem shayu shayfaris when daf yud aleph amud aleph ba migdosh kachoyu ba medino. What is a shayfar? The shayfar is the kupa. It's the box that has the shape of a shayfar, and the way they did it is that the top of the box was narrow and the bottom was wide, so people could not put their hand into the box, and that's where they used to put the shkolim. So the same way there was shofaris and the base of Migdosh for the shkolim, also in the Medina there were these boxes where you put the money. The people of the city send the shkolim to base of Migdosh, and they send with a messenger. And on the way, the shkolim got either stolen or lost. If the truma was already done, what's a truma? The truma is when you take the money from the shofar, from these boxes, and you put it into the kupois, into the smaller baskets that were used from there for the karbonis. It's called a truma because you don't put in all the money into the kupo, you put only a certain portion of it, and you do that 3 times a year. So if the truma is already done, that means from now on, there's no obligation to give shkolim. As the one is going to explain, whenever you do the trumo, it works for all the shkolim which are already there in the kupa, which are already there in the basket, and also for the shkolim that have come later. The trumo works for the money that's already there and the money which is in transit on its way. So once you did the trumo, the bnei yir are not obligated in shkolim. Their shkolim was already, trumo was done, and it was done for them as well. So they already yotze the obligation of machzitz shekel. So now, who is losing, so to speak, from it? Hekdesh. So you have to do shvua. The shluchim, the messengers, have to do a shvua to the gizborim. The gizborim are the ones who are responsible for the money of Hekdesh. And the shvua would be that they didn't steal it, but was actually lost or stolen. V'im lav, but if the truma was not done yet, nishborim l'bnei ha'ir. So then they have to do a shvua to the people of the city. Why? Because of the next part. Bnei ha'ir shoiklim tachtehim. Bnei ha'ir now have to replace the shkolim. So Bnei ha'ir send messengers to Beis HaMikdash. The money got lost on the way. So now, because the truma wasn't done yet, so the Bnei ha'ir is still responsible to bring the machzitz shekel. So they have to give a new machzitz shekel. Now, nimtzu shichziru maganovim. But if the money was found, or the thieves gave it back, eilu ve'eilu shkolim, ve'ein oilim len l'shon ha'bo. They're both going to be shkolim, but they don't go for the next year. You don't say, okay, we have now 2 packages of machzitz shekel, so we're going to do one, we use one for this year, one for next year. You don't. They all have to be used for this year. So what you do is one package will be for the shkolim, and the other one will be for what's called shiori lishka, for the shirayim, for other usages. It says the Gemara Mitzarfim Shkolim Darchoinus, meaning you put Shkolim together to make golden coins. Ask the Gemara V'yosu Oysom Margolis, why don't you make out of it a jewel? Meaning, you take something which is small but very valuable, and you'll be able to replace many more Shkolim into one small jewel. Answers the Gemara, Shema Tazil HaMargolis V'nimtza DeHegdish Mafsik. If you're going to rely on the jewel, on the precious stone, maybe it's going to lose value. And then the one who's going to lose will be Hegdish. We learned there, everything can be redeemed with money or with a value or anything which is valued money, which means items, except shkolim. Shkolim you cannot redeem on items. You don't say the sentence, the same idea, you don't redeem the shkolim for vessels. What's the reason? Because maybe these vessels will lose value and the Hegdish will lose from it. Similar over here, maybe the Margolis will lose value and the Hegdish will lose because of that. We said there's shofaris in the Medina and the Beis HaMikdash. That's only for the Shkolim of this year, the new Shkolim. But if there's old shkolim, what's old shkolim? Someone who did not bring shkolim the year before. He forgot, he didn't have a chance to do it. So there's a special kupa for him, a special shofar for him called taklim atikim, which means old shkolim from last year, and he has to bring it to there. the Takli Matikim Shofar was only in Beis Hamikdash, not outside Beis Hamikdash. And that's what it says. Takli Matikim Loi Bedo. We don't have the Shofar outside Beis Hamikdash. V'tani Ker, we see a brayza this way. Atikin B'Mikdash, and Atikin B'Medino. It's only Atikin Beis Hamikdash, not outside Beis Hamikdash. Kedinas the Gemara B'nei Yush, Shochot Shekleim B'Nignevu, if they send the Shkolim, and it got stolen or lost. So the Gemara B'Sniso B'Sher Mechinim. Our Mishnah is talking that the Shlichim, these messengers, are Sher Mechinim, meaning they're doing it for no money. Continues the Gemara B'Vidalvon with base. Aber B'Sher Mesorcha Loi Bedo. Why is that so? So we learn this Meseches Bo B'Kamon, Meseches Bo Metzio. A Sher Mechinim, someone who doesn't get paid to guard things, he's spotted from everything except Shia, except if he was negligent. But a Sher Mesachar, he's obligated if something was stolen or lost. So here, what's the case? The Machzeh Shekel was either stolen or lost. So we say that the Shomer, the Shluchim, will do a Shavuot, and once they do a Shavuot, they'll be Potter. But if they're Sher Mesachar, they're Chayav on Gneva V'Avedo. Omar Abba, I feel the Sher Mesachar could explain the Sher Mesachar. Nignevu Belistim Mezuyon. Nignevu, if stolen means it wasn't a regular thief, it was an armed robbery. Loss is not a regular loss. Is that a ship sunk in the sea? Which means these gnevas and avedas, this type of a thief, an armed robbery, and an aveda, which is a ship that was sunk in the sea, these are things that even a Sher Mesachar is patur because it's considered to be completely an oinus, something which is beyond his control. Here's the Gemara, once the truma was done, so the Bnei Yair are not obligated anymore to pay, and therefore the Shvua goes to the Gizbar. Omar of Houston, Rav Simon Asa Kevandoma, this goes like Mandomar, Tormi Malagovui Vala Osid Ligovis. The Truma works whatever came already, and whatever is going to come, which is in transit, on its way. But according to Mandomar, that you don't do Truma on something which was just Govui, which was just collected, but didn't come yet to Beis Hamikdash. And that's something which is Mimushka, I mean they took a collateral, but they didn't yet collected. That's the gear that we have. There's another gear over here that brought down. Which is similar to with the context of what we're talking about right now, which means something which already have, Hegdash already has it, so that Truma works. Something which didn't come yet, it's just on its way, so the Truma doesn't apply to it. So then, Loi Bedo, then our Mishnah does not apply, because our Mishnah says that once there was the Truma, the Bnei Ayir or Potter from bringing a new Machzeh Shekel. And that's where the Shvuah goes on to the Gizbarim. So our Mishnah holds that the Truma works even for money did not reach yet Hegdish. Ketiruz the Gemara Bnei Yush Shochus Shiklem Nignevu Shavdu Omer Ablozo the Abshimini. That's the Shidu Abshimin. The Abshimin Oimer Kotchim Shuchayov Bachayusom Kinechos of him. Why are the Shluchim over here are obligating a Shvuah? You don't do a Shvuah unless someone owns. He's the owner of the thing that was got lost or stolen. Here, they're not the owner. The Machzeh Shekel belongs to Hegdish. So why do they do a Shvuah to Bnei Ayir? So the answer is, we're going with Shita Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, the Kotcher Shuchar B'Chayus, anything that I'm responsible for, is considered to be my nechosim, considered to be my assets. So the Bnei Ayir are responsible for the Machzeh Shekel, and therefore, it's considered to be their money, and that's why there's a Shvuah to them. Rav Shimon says, no, this could go even according to Rabbanim. This is not a shvuah that they really have to do. It's a takana to do shvuah because of Hegdish. Rabbanu Misakin, that people should not be negligent or lenient with money of Hegdish. So they made a special takana to do a shvuah, even though you don't have to. Says the Gemara, we can use here the gears of the Korban Eido. Al dait de abiyuchan on nicho nishboim legizboim, v'im lav nishboim v'nei ayir mishum shvuah sa takana. Hegdish makes sense, either you do a shvuah the gizboim if they did a shvuah. If they didn't do the truma, you do the shvuah of Bnei Ayir because of the takana. According to Blazor, I understand why you do shvuah to Bnei Ayir because Rav Shimon that says once you're chayav b'achrayus, so you're responsible for it. It's considered to be your money. You have to do a shvuah for them. Why do they do shvuah to the gizborim? The gizborim are not the owners. The Gizborim are only the people responsible from Hegdish to collect the money. So why you do a Shvuah for the Gizborim? And maybe go back to the din that you don't do Shvuah on Hegdish. So answer the Gemara, according to Blaz, you have to say, Nishboin Bnei Ayir b'mamad Gizborim. They do only one Shvuah to Bnei Ayir, and you do it in front of the Gizborim. In order for them not, people should not suspect them that maybe they're lying. Or to call them Prashaya, they're negligent. That's what they do, a Shavuah in front of the Gizborim. And then, what's the purpose of the Shavuah? In order to get their money. Because we, like Mora said before, they're shomer sachar. So they want to collect their money. To collect the money, they have to make sure that they're completely clean. How you make sure they're completely clean? They ask for the bnei for the money, and they do a shvuah for it. And they do it in front of the gizbayim to make sure that nobody has any questions or suspicion about them. Continues the Gemara and says that if you base it with Aleph, Ava bishikiblu bnei ayir l'shalim in ha'egdish yoytze b'lo shvuah. So Abraham explains, it goes according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says there's a takana to do shvuah. So even bnei ayir say, you know, we are moichel the shvuah, you don't have to do shvuah. They still have to do a shvuah because it's a special takana to do shvuah, regardless if the owners or the original owners demand it or don't demand it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Yud Aleph.